saving us a bunch of money for probably having to go out and spend money on an electrician. So Shane Forsythe of Georgia Power, you the man. Also the man is Rick Limper. Joins us right now on the waitfor.com hotline for another edition of Wireless Wednesday. Rick, what's going on?
Not much, Mitch. Good to be back on the evenings. And I've been out to dinner with you. I know how people treat you when you're out in public. That's a typical treatment you get.
Oh, you're being too nice. sometimes that's not true at all. Oh, there's that Mitch guy.
Not working. So if you haven't downloaded iOS, Apple put up a note today on their Twitter account to do not update right now. So that should be fixed hopefully in a matter of days.
Yeah, I warned her. I told her. You actually are the one who said it. Don't download them when they first come out. Give it a little time. Yeah. Let them work the kinks out, right?
Yeah, I've been an advocate of that for a while. I've seen people lose pictures and data on their phones because the update wasn't ready, so be careful.
All right, we move on here and checking out some of the top tech news going on right now. This was an item, I mean, it's not surprising, but the number, the sheer volume of this number, when you talk about how many smartphones will be shipped in 2014, 1.2 billion smartphones. This is new smartphones that are out in the general public.
Yeah, that's basically a fourth of the world's population will get a new smartphone in 2014. It's just unbelievable. And Juniper Research did the research on this. That's a lot. That's up 19% from last year. And the bulk of these phones will be in the $75 to $150 range. So, iPhones have their own segment. They're very popular, but all the other phones are even much more popular than the iPhones.
You know, I was one of our computer guy here at 92.9 The Game, Rob Hamilton. He's like our inside tech dude, and he got the new iPhone 6. I saw it the other day. I'll tell you, Rick. I mean, it is big enough. It appeared to me big enough that for people who already have an iPad or a mini iPad like I do, that it's like, you know what? If I got that phone, I might not need the mini iPad anymore.
Well, it just doesn't have all the capabilities that an iPad has, and that's the main difference. It doesn't have a lot of the same screen gestures. A lot of the iPad apps won't work on that new iPhone, so it doesn't completely replace the iPad.
Rick Lippert with us on Wireless Wednesday, Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, checking out some of the top tech news that's going on as we get closer and closer to holiday season. I mean, it's not that far off. This was an interesting little tidbit, Rick. Google, of course, is world-renowned, and the word Google is trademarked, but only as a noun. So, you know, when you talk about the verbiage and verb of Google, Googling it or Google it, that's not trademarked.
No, they can't trademark that, so don't use the word Google as a noun in an advertisement or in something you're publishing, but you can use Googling as a verb. So that was pretty nifty, a little decision that came down. Thought this was a neat little tidbit, like you said. And customers know this word. I mean, Google now is a word entrenched in our vernacular, our vocabulary. But don't use it in official form as a noun. Only use it as a verb.
And this is differentiating from some other former trademarks with names that are so well-known, you know, in the language, when you talk about escalator, aspirin, or yo-yo. You know, for me, I've always been kind of a word guy, a wordsmith, if you will. I've always found it interesting, the context of words and where do they come from. And this is interesting. I mean, escalator, do we even know where that word came from?
No, I don't know. I would say that Google is most similar to Xerox. Xerox, a copying company, of course, if you're using the old copy machine. And then people started using the word Xeroxing as a synonym for copying. So I would say it's along the same lines as that.
Hey, Rick, another one that certainly I could relate to, and I don't know, maybe you too, but new data revealing that men are much more likely than women to lose their smartphone. Why are we not shocked?
I'm not shocked. I mean, women have an advantage over men when it comes to this because they have a purse that they can put things in. I mean, I don't want to be that guy carrying around the MERS, so you know, we use our pockets or carry it in our hand. And this is data from a company called TeamViewer, a study they did. And when men are 46% likely to lose a smartphone, and women are only 27%.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about the purse part of it, you know. And it, I mean, I have a knapsack, you know, or a bag on wheels when I'm carrying to work and stuff like that, and sometimes I'll stick my phone in there. But I once left my iPhone on the Falcons charter flight coming back from Chicago to Atlanta. And as it turned out, I realized that after I got home, and when I did get home and realized I didn't have the phone, I immediately called AT&T and put a hold on my account. And lo and behold, I got my phone records. And whoever it was, and I think it was a cleanup crew on that Delta flight, they were making phone calls. They made like four or five phone calls to Guatemala.
I thought you were going to say you called the number and Bobby Aver answered.
No, that wasn't it. Finally, with Rick Lippert here on a Wireless Wednesday, interesting, relating to the National Football League, since I just brought up my one-time travels with the Falcons, Microsoft paid the NFL $400 million to use the Surface, but announcers still refer to them as iPads. That's a sticky situation.
Yeah, this is where words come into play again, and you're right. I mean, NFL is all about branding and partnerships, so they've gotten in bed with Microsoft for these surfaces that the teams are using on the sideline, but the memo hasn't got to some of the announcers yet who are still calling them iPads, because I guess they don't know them. This maybe is part of one of those words that everybody's going to call a tablet an iPad. This has been a kind of a little bit of a marketing disaster, and the culprits are mentioning Trent Dilfer so far.
Is that right? Rick, I got one of our listeners on our Solomon text on 929. Want to ask you about the amount of zeros. Never heard that one before.
No, I haven't heard that either. I'll have to check on that.
All right, you check that out. What's the app of the week?
Well, in honor of you, Mitch, the app of the week this week is the Simply Health Back Care app. I know this is too late for you. I know this app is not going to help with your problem. Your problem is more serious and ongoing, and this app can help with. But there are a lot of Americans, a lot of people that have back issues and want to prevent back issues, and this app has been developed by doctors and chiropractors, acupuncturists, and all the information is made to prevent back problems. So exercises, information about your back tips that you can do to relieve the pain at home, at office, while driving or exercising. So this app is worth a try for a lot of people.
Hey, I like the part where it says record where and how severe your back pain is in the Me and My Back diary. That would be endless for me at this point if I had to record my back issues. Hey, Rick, thanks so much, man, as always. We'll talk to you next Wednesday on a Wireless Wednesday.
Sure. Fun stuff, Mitch, and get well.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Rick Lippert with us there on the wait4.com hotline. By the way, Rick, if you're listening, texter just said his iPhone 6 Plus battery lasted him 5 days without a charge. That's impossible to believe. Got to get me one of those. We'll come back. I'll tell you about a guy who cashed in big time.